This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, all right, we suddenly have a bidding war for your Rose Bowl credential.
Yeah, the one of one satanic bearded Rose Bowl credential. So far, I've been offered Burgerville, which, because they don't like Chinese food, that's ridiculous.
Well, he said, to be fair, he said Burgerville or McMenamins.
No, that's right out. That's worth Five Guys at least. I had someone else say that, can they just DoorDash me, or do they have to actually go and eat with me?
Wait, how does that work? Can you put anything on... Like, what does that mean?
Well, they would order me food on DoorDash.
Oh, I got you.
And then have it sent to him.
And then have it sent to me. Someone said a round or two and some wings at Jerry's.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're getting somewhere. I'm there quite a bit.
The round or two is a little open-ended.
Yes, we're going to need...
Perhaps you get a third drink.
Well, they know you'd be insulted if they just wanted to buy you a drink.
That's true. I think if I play my cards right, I think I can get a pitcher of hams out of them on that one. And then someone said, not joking, I will buy you dinner from Duck House. Yes, it's for real. I know I'm silly.
What is Duck House?
Well, that was the Chinese restaurant that I originally mentioned.
Okay.
Said, if you wanted the Rose Bowl credential, it starts with dinner at Duck House, who makes a delightful Kung Pao chicken.
Well, what do you choose?
Well, look, I think we've
who
got...
Who are you choosing here?
I think we got a bidding war. I think let's keep them coming in. You want this hot...
You think we're done here? We're not done here.
Yeah, we're not done here. I'm playing my cards right. I'm going to be up to some wings and a Chinese dinner.
So, do Woj's insider iPhones make the list of the top 10 strangest sports collectibles sold at auction?
I don't know if they make the strangest, but they make the dumbest.
Well, some of these are pretty dumb.
All right, what do we got?
Number 10, piece of cake from Joe DiMaggio's first wedding.
You know what? If Seinfeld has taught me anything, and I actually did look this up once, there is an entire industry around like wedding cakes, like especially like royalty. Like if you get a piece of cake from one of the royals' weddings, those things can be worth a lot of dough.
$750 it went for in 1992.
And again, what do you do with that? It's just it's like a piece of like rotten cake.
That was when he married Dorothy Arnold, the actress.
I bet the Marilyn Monroe one would go for more.
We have Pete Rose signed baseball with a very bizarre message where he wrote on it, "I'm sorry, I shot JFK."
What?
Yeah.
It's like, did someone request that and then he did strange. It and now it's out there?
$107.
Well, Pete Rose, and this is why I think Pete Rose is that he died, right?
He is very dead.
All right. I wanted to make sure.
Very dead.
I don't mean to speak ill of the dead. I know he's a hit king. Pete Rose was that dude was a bad guy. That dude was a piece of crap. And one of the things that I thought was a joke about Pete Rose is he would do anything for money. And that guy would sign anything. I mean,
he'd put anything on there you wanted.
Yes. There are more autographs out there of Pete Rose than anything else. And I do not understand why anyone thinks that any of that is valuable when there are 8 billion of those signatures out there, including one that says, "Sorry, I shot JFK."
Well, I mean, to be fair, $107.
Yeah.
He also signed baseball saying, "I'm sorry I bet on baseball, and I'm sorry I broke up the Beatles." Very weird.
Yeah. Way to go, Pete.
Number 8, fine art from Andrew Luck. It is a drawing from Andrew Luck of Lucas Oil Stadium.
What? Is it good?
No. It looks like this.
Really?
It looks like a child. Yeah, I mean, he clearly was just doodling.
Yeah.
And he wrote Lucas Oil Stadium, home of the Colts.
Huh.
And it's a one of one. And it fetched $1,500.
Someone spent $1,000 on that.
Yeah.
This is why we know people just have too much money.
Number seven, a gallon jug of Michael McJordan barbecue sauce.
What?
A former owner of a McDonald's in North Dakota happened to save an unopened gallon jug of McJordan barbecue sauce used for the McJordan sandwich in 1992, and he wondered how much it could be worth 20 years later. So his daughter helped him put it on eBay, and he got $9,995 US dollars.
For some
Michael McJordan barbecue sauce. So weird.
Gosh.
Number six, Tom Seaver's toothpick. So you know Tom Seaver used to chew on toothpicks?
Yes.
In the late 60s when he played or in the dugout?
Mm-hmm.
One sold for $440 in auction.
Someone spent $400 on a used toothpick.
Now, yeah, my problem with that is the toothpicks kind of, you know, I use toothpicks all the time.
Yeah.
They just kind of shred and like, they're not, you know.
Yeah. Well, and how do you
this know? One looks like it's in very good shape, which is weird.
Well, how do you know that it was?
Which means he didn't use it much.
How do you know it's Tom Seaver's?
I don't know.
What is it?
This must be some sort of
authentication.
Yeah,
and also, like, if you're going to buy that, how do you even display that if you wanted to? It's like it's tiny.
It's
like
a toothpick.
You need to frame it with a caption: Tom Seaver's toothpick.
Boy.
We have a Twinkie. Number five is a Twinkie autographed by pitcher David Price.
Wait. How do you?
Well, he autographed the bag.
Oh.
It's in a bag. It's in a white or just a okay. Clear bag.
All right. I was like, wait. How do you?
Yeah. So Price, $56.
So again, that just sits there and rots and.
Correct.
And all. Okay. David Price.
Yeah, the pitcher. Won the Cy Young.
I saw one the other day that this may come up in 20 years, but there was a woman who was sitting next to Paul Skeens on a flight, and she knew him, and she knew he was like, she was a Pirates fan, and she wanted an autograph. She had nothing. She was like a law student, and so he signed her copy of Crime and Punishment. So you're going to have a book out there someday with Paul Skeens' autograph on that.
No, okay.
This is like one
have
of those...
you ever, have you ever been in that situation where you have something, you want somebody to sign something? Maybe like when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Dad, what can I have him sign?
Yeah.
And so he signs like your forehead or something.
The one that I remember is, it was my first ever autograph. We were just at the Portland International Auto Show. I was at the Portland International Auto Show when I was a kid, and I got Spider-Man's autograph. It was a big deal. And it was like an 8x10 of just Spider-Man. And then Jim Zorn was there, and I got Jim Zorn to sign the same thing. So somewhere out there, God knows whatever happened to that. But I had an 8x10 signed by Spider-Man and Jim Zorn.
Huh? All right.
You would think I would have just gotten a Jim Zorn photo.
That might be a one of one. Spider-Man, Jim Zorn crossover autograph.
But the best part is it's just signed by some dude in a Spider-Man costume. It wasn't a guy that played Spider-Man. It was just a dude.
A character.
Dressed as Spider-Man.
These are the top 10 strangest sports collectibles sold at auction. Number four, a Major League Baseball player's chewed gum.
So this has to be like Babe Ruth's gum, right?
In 2002, someone actually bought the bazooka bubble gum chewed by former Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder Luis Gonzalez.
No.
Yes, the real shocker is how much that someone paid for it. $10,000.
Horse crap.
Benefiting a high school in Minnesota.
Luis Gonzalez.
Correct.
That Luis, like,
correct.
There's not a Luis Gonzalez that in an alternate universe was the best baseball player of all time.
No, this Luis Gonzalez was pretty good. But...
Was it the Luis Gonzalez? Was it the gum he was chewing when he won the World Series? When he had the hit? Is
no
it
way.
That gum?
It doesn't say.
So it's just a
chewed
random
gum.
A random
looks
piece
like,
of gum.
Looks like this. It's in one of those baseball cases. You know,
people are stupid.
Hey, we haven't even gotten to the top three.
It can't be.
Number three, Ty Cobb's dentures.
Ew.
Yes, $7,475 someone paid for Ty Cobb's dentures.
What are those?
This was in a Sotheby's auction in 1999. This is what it looks like.
Because that's got to be from the turn of the centuries. That can't be good.
Look at that. Ew. Yeah, that's bad. Ew. That's bad. Ew. Real bad. A couple of years later, whoever bought them loaned them to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and they were on display for 5 months.
So you had a racist, horrible human being who killed someone but was good at hitting. You've got his teeth.
Number two, Joe Frazier's jockstrap worn during the fight of the century. It's really his jock, and boy, does it.
It looks like a jock from the 70s.
Does it look well worn?
You want to describe that?
Have you ever taken, like, stayed somewhere and you look inside a pillowcase and you see that the pillow is now turned into the consistency of the U.S. Constitution? It's that weird yellow patina. That's what that jockstrap looks like. That is
it's not
so
good.
Bad.
It's not good.
The founding fathers wrote amendments on that jock.
Of course, this the fight he defeated Muhammad Ali, 1971, sold at auction, $10,200.
What is someone doing?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
With the worst looking jockstrap of all. Again, do you display that?
This says David Wolf, who is a friend of Frazier's, who was in his corner, asked for and received the Athletic supporter after the fight, and he kept it in a carton in his apartment. After he passed, it was found with various audio tapes and the jockstrap that was in the same condition as when it was removed.
First off, how strange is it?
So it's an unwashed jockstrap.
Correct.
How strange is it? What does that smell like after 40 years? What sort of gumption do you have to ask your friend for their jockstrap?
Yeah.
Hey, you think I can get those undies?
Hey, I know that you just won the biggest fight of your career and maybe the biggest fight in boxing history. Hey, because you think of the things you could ask for. Shoes, gloves, trunks, robe, stool.
Yeah, it would just mean everything if after this club hour I could get your boxer briefs. That'd be awesome.
Can I have
you
your...
You got it.
Can I have your jock?
Well, that's probably like the last thing left, you know? Everything was all picked over.
He asked and he's like, sorry, man, everything's going somewhere. He's like, what about that jock you're wearing? He's like, hold on. And then he mean Joan greens it to him. He's like, he says no. And then as he walks away, he slips his cheeks out of it, throws it over. He's like, hey, buddy, here you go. Flings the jock at him. Oh, my God. People have no shame.
They really don't. And the number one top 10 strangest sports collectible sold at auction... a Pontiac Silverdome urinal signed by Barry Sanders.
Hey.
That's right.
You know what? Now, is it a clean-looking urinal?
Working condition?
Dude, that's the best one that you could have. You could do a lot worse. Of all the crap that's been sold, if you were some rich dude and you had like a kick-ass like bar in your house, you could do a lot worse than in your bathroom having that urinal. signed by Barry Sanders.
So the dude, okay, so this guy, this Lions guy, yeah. Mike Kozan was his name. He's pretty smart because he bought the, because they blew up the Silverdome, you know. Mm-hmm. So he bought the urinal, one of the urinals from the Silverdome for $23.
Yeah. Oh, that's, you know what? That's a tasty little deal yeah. right there.
Well, then he goes and he has Barry Sanders sign it.
Yeah.
Because he said he was joking with his girlfriend and she was like, you're not going to have him sign the urinal. He's like, watch this. So he did, and he put it in a on eBay. It sold for $3,000.
Wow, that's a great return.
46 bids.
Wow. That's
pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't know that is cool, but it's
look, of all interesting. All of those things, the only one that I can make any sort of case in having is the Barry Sanders urinal. Because that could be like a fun, like again, you own a sports bar in Detroit, and like you'd be like, hey, where are you going? Oh, I'm going over to the Silver Domes. Yeah, it's a sports bar around the corner. It's pretty cool. They got a Barry Sanders urinal you can take a piss in. I can see where there's like an element of like fun about that, right? Like at least there's at least it's a little cheeky. If you remember when we had the great Bert Sugar, who used to come on the program,
yeah.
Bert said that I want to say it was in the late 60s, early 70s, they renovated Yankee Stadium. And Bert's a New York guy. And this was before memorabilia was anything. And they were throwing away all of that stuff into a dumpster. And Bert asked, he knew someone that worked at Yankee Stadium and said, what are you doing with all this stuff? And the guy's like throwing it away. And Bert said he went and got a U-Haul and loaded up. He loaded up lockers, he loaded up seats, all of that stuff. And he said he paid for his kids' college with that stuff. He said all those years later, he kept it in a storage locker, and then all that stuff became collectible. And Bert said he sold it all and paid for all of his kids' education.
God, what a treasure he was.
Yes. That man. He was smart enough because now when they renovated Yankee Stadium again, I remember, because I think we got my dad one of this for his birthday, they took like the carpet out of the locker room, and they cut it up into little 8x10 squares. And they were selling that for like a couple $100. And people would buy it and frame it. And we did it for like my dad. But like back in the day, none of that stuff was anything.
Yeah.
I think back then people were a little smarter with their money. And then we got to like the 80s and 90s and we're like, dude, we'll buy anything associated with sports.
All right. Coming up next in the news, sneaky big storm rolled through last night.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was nuts.
And it really kind of was.
Yeah.
And I have local concert news that you can use. That's next. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.